Hi. I know it's almost the 10-year anniversary of the Benghazi incident or Benghazi disaster. But back in 2012, I was stationed at Aviano Air Base. And I just wanted to tell you what I had observed and what I experienced that day. And the days prior to that. When we first heard of the embassy getting attacked in Benghazi, we were on alert. We got the aircraft ready to go, and we were on standby for 24-hour coverage until 2 days after the incident. Then we were told to stand down. What I didn't find out till later is that I wasn't sure who had given the order, either the USAFE commander or the European combatant commander, but all of USAFE, pretty much, a week prior, was told to undergo a real world exercise. So we generated our aircraft. They were fully loaded with live bombs and munitions. And when we got the call that we were on alert to go to Benghazi, we were already ready. Some people might call that coincidence. Others, like myself, I think somebody knew something. So we were all ready by the time the incident started happening. However, we never got the call to go in. We were told to stand down. And absolutely no backup or anything from anywhere in Europe or US CENTCOM came or did anything about it. Because I wasn't aware of it at the time, got most of my news from CNN. Went to the online website and all their reportings were that this attack happened out of the blue and there was no real description on why Ambassador Stevens was there in the first place or anything. It was all real general and put the blame on local militia. The attacks, from what I've seen afterwards, were coordinated. And this was a long time planning, which leads me to believe that somebody knew something and called USAFE to be on an unofficial standby by calling a real world exercise. To put a little visual on this, I saw the 13 Hours movie, and there was one scene where the camera pans onto a few jets with Aviano tails, and it was just dead silence. That is a pretty accurate depiction of what had happened. But that's my story. And I wish there was something more we could have done about it.